Good morning.
各位早晨.
It's a nice rainy day, but we're glad we're all here.
外面是下雨, 但是我们很快乐,
you know, I came here, I felt a little bit tricked because I'm wearing a tie.
我今天来到呢, 我戴着一个条tie, 但是我觉得好像被戏弄了。
Besides Pastor Jimmy, no one else is wearing a tie here.
除了Pastor Jimmy戴tie之外, 我们个个都没有戴tie的。
Anyways, they said summer is a little bit more casual, so it's okay.
所以夏天呢, 比较放松一点啦, 所以没问题啦。
We are in the middle of a series called The Beginning of Wisdom.
我们是一个题目呢, 讲到智慧的开端,
and it's an exploration of the book of Proverbs.
我们一起是看真言怎么教导。
So this morning, I want to talk to you about one topic that is certain for your life and my life.
今天呢, 我想和大家分享一个题目呢, 是你和我都会经历到的。
And it is the topic of criticism.
就是怎样是批评。
You and I will be criticized.
你和我会都被人批评的。
Sometimes it's just, sometimes it's unjust.
有些时候是公平, 有些是不公平。
Sometimes it's mean-spirited, sometimes it's constructive.
有些时候对我们有帮助, 有些人是恶意的惊骇。
Sometimes it's accidental, sometimes it's intentional.
有些时候是意外, 有些时候是故意的。
But the certainty is no one is immune to criticism.
但我们知道我们每一个人呢, 都会受到人的批评。
Now, the way you get criticized, it varies in different culture.
在不同的文化裏面,人們批評是不同的。In
Western culture, it tends to be a little bit more direct.
在西方的文化裏面就會很直接的。It
can be a little bit more tactful or professional.
或者會有些技巧一點這樣講。
Now what about in Eastern culture or Asian culture?
或者在我們中國人在東方的文化怎樣呢?
I find it varies. Sometimes it can be very indirect.
有些時候可能是間接這樣講。
You know, my mother always says, wouldn't it be better if you did this? Or isn't it good if we did this?
我媽媽有時就會這樣講, 如果你可以這樣做, 是不是會好一點呢?
Right, that's basically saying that what I'm doing now is not good. I can understand what she's saying to me.
其實她想說就是你現在這樣做不是幾好。
Right, my father, when he was a bit younger, he was more blunt kind of criticism.
我小時候的時候呢, 我爸爸就是直接地跟我說了。
Right, blunt criticism. My last trip, when I went to Hong Kong, my last trip,
我上一次呢, 我回香港的時候,
I got off a plane, took the MTR to Admiralty.
咁我就落機啦, 咁我搭地鐵呢, 去到金鐘,
and I go to the restaurant.
我去個餐廳了喎,
and there's two tables of my relatives.
咁我有親戚有兩台人喺度,
and my grandma came up to me.
咁我姑媽呢, 就跟我講啦,
and guess what the first thing she said to me?
你估佢第一句跟我講咩呢?
She said, Aming, 你肥咗喎。
So I just say, oh man, you gain a lot of weight.
That's the type, not even a hi, not a hug. How are you?
又不是我打招呼, 又不是擁抱我, 又沒有問我怎樣,
right, I've taken a little bit of back.
那我跟著就, huh?
In Luke chapter 7, there is a passage where Jesus is criticized.
在路加福音第七章的時候呢, 都講到主耶穌都被人批評。
If you think about it, Jesus was a perfect man.
你看看主耶穌是一個完美的人啊。
And yet his ministry was constantly criticized.
但是当他出去侍奉的时候呢, 经常被人批评。
In Luke chapter 7, Jesus is criticized for being a friend to sinners.
在路加福音第七章的时候, 主耶稣被人说他跟罪人的朋友。
And if you think about it, if Jesus, a perfect man, was criticized, we will be criticized just as much.
你想想主耶稣一个这么完美的人都被人批评, 我们更加会被人批评了。
So this morning I want to ask this question, how do you handle criticism?
今天我想和大家分享就是说到底我们怎么可以处理这些批评呢?
I have 2 points.
我有两点大家分享。
The first is this, you must distinguish between the kind or the type of criticism.
第一样呢, 我们需要学, 我们需要分辨呢, 是那些不同的批评。
There's only 3 types of criticism.
其实有三种的批评哦。
Number 1, it's accurate.
有些是正確的。
Number 2, it's inaccurate.
有些是不准確的。
Number 3, it's malicious.
有些是第三种是恶毒的。
So let me talk about the first type of criticism, accurate or constructive criticism.
我講第一種呢,就是正確同對我有幫助的批評。
Now how do you know it's accurate?
你怎知道是真啊?
Well, the question you need to ask yourself is, who is criticizing you?
其實你第一個要問自己的問題就是,誰給我這個批評?
If it's someone you trust or someone who wants to help you,
如果是你相信的人,而且是那個想幫助你的人呢?
It may not always be accurate, but you should listen.
雖然未必成日都對, 但你應該學聆聽。
Don't take action right away, don't get angry, but open your ears and listen.
不要立刻要反抗, 不要立刻做, 你應該留心聽。
You ought to owe it to yourself to listen and slow down. Because usually when we get criticism, we do two things. Number one, you defend yourself. So you put up a wall. Maybe you offer a quick explanation. Or you give an excuse. But you want to defend yourself. The second is you counterattack. So you lash out. Or you gossip about the other person. Or maybe you ignore them. But look what our theme verse this morning says to us. Proverbs 15, verse 31 to 32. It says, if you listen. If, this is important. You will be home among the wise. But if you reject discipline, you only harm yourself. If you listen to correction, you will grow. So you're only harming yourself when you don't listen to good feedback. You can harm your relationships. You can harm your family. You can harm your job or career. See, when you're faced with accurate criticism, it is your opportunity to grow. But don't despise it. No, nobody likes criticism. But it is God's way of growing His people. Now, the question you're asking is, what if it's not 100% true? Well, this leads us to our second type of criticism, which is inaccurate criticism. Now, let me tell you a secret. No criticism is 100% true.
当然, 其实我想告诉你, 哪有一个批评是100%准确的呢?
I mean, how can the criticizer know all the facts about your life? When I was a younger man, I used to teach Sunday school.
我年轻的时候,
I remember it was about the minor prophets. It was for the youth of the church. And I didn't get paid for it. I just taught because I love these students. And so I thought I did a good job. At the end of the class, they gave me an evaluation. And I remember getting this one evaluation from a student. He gave me a 7. I said, well, 7 out of 10 is not bad, right? It was out of 5.
但是不是,
and it was a negative
7.
Now, when you get a negative 7, it's not a negative 10 or 1,000. They're trying to send you a message. He's trying to make you think about why it's a negative
7.
Now, was I hurt?
有沒有傷害我呢?
Of course, I didn't feel good.
當然啦,
but I remember asking myself, is there truth to what he's saying?
我就想想,
what lesson do I need to learn from this?
他到底想我學些什麼呢?
How can I be a better teacher?
我怎樣能夠成一個更好的老師呢?
You know, Billy Graham used to say, let your critics be your coaches.
葛培里牧师曾经这么说,
what he meant was, even if a criticism is highly exaggerated or unfair, there usually is a kernel of truth in it.
虽然那些批评你说是其实好像很夸大,很不公平,但其实当中都有一些真理。
So what we should do is not get angry, but take the humble posture of a student.
You
say, well, what can I learn? What do I need to change? What do I need to repent of? See, it's our nature to build up the walls. And what we like to do is label our critic. We
would
say, you know, they're silly or they're stupid or they don't know what they're talking about. But God says, don't think that way. I remember reading an article about how to handle criticism from a pastor named Tim Keller.
我記得呢,曾經就有一個牧師, Tim Keller, 他寫了一個, 文章是這樣說,
now, he said this, he said, don't even mock your critic in your thoughts.
他說呢,在你的腦海當中,
I remember thinking, that's very hard.
我說,
I don't, might not say it, but in my mind, I'm thinking it.
我說,
so how, as he says, do this, he says, remind yourself of examples of your own mistakes and foolishness.
佢話你自己提醒自己，你都做咗好多唔好嘅事，同埋係愚蠢嘅事。
And then he says, pray for the critic.
跟住你話為批評嘅人祈禱。
That they would grow in their grace.
讓佢哋能夠恩典裏邊成長。
I remember thinking that's really hard.
咁我就咁樣真係太難啦。
That's a very difficult task to do.
呢個工作實在太難啦。
But then I remember what 2 Timothy says.
但係我記得提摩太後書啊咁樣講。
Verse 2:24-25.It says, a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. We don't like to deal with difficult people. But critics are difficult people to you. Now listen to what Paul says. Paul says here, and I want you to circle this, he says, gently instruct those who oppose the truth.
但保罗教导我们，我希望你能够圈起，就说我要温柔劝戒那些抵挡的人。
says, perhaps God will change those people's hearts and they will learn the truth.
或者神会给他们悔改的心，他们就可以明白真道。
See, when a criticism is accurate, then you own it. You take ownership over it.
如果人家对你的批评是对的时候，你当然你就要说好，我要改变。
But if it's inaccurate,The Bible says you need to gently instruct someone.
如果嗰啲係唔正確嘅時候，聖經教導我哋要温柔嘅勸戒。
Now what does instruct mean?
咩叫勸戒咧？
It means give a bigger, better picture of what's going on.
讓佢能夠更加明白整幅嘅圖畫。
Give your criticizer information that would change their perception.
俾佢多啲嘅信息咧，以致你批評嘅人能夠明白係應該點樣。
Have you ever, build a puzzle together?
你有冇試過砌啲圖啊？
You know, my children get puzzles for birthdays.
我啲細蚊仔咧，成日都收有咗啲砌生日咧，就收啲砌圖。
It is a terrible present because the parent has to do it with them.
呢啲禮物咧，成日都要父母同佢一齊做嘅。
So I was building one with my kids the other day.
咁我同我啲細蚊仔咧喺度一齊砌呢一個圖啦。
You know, it's like 200 pieces.
呢度有200塊啊嘛。
And they're all frustrated because they can't connect things and they can't see the bigger picture.
佢哋好冇心機，因為又連埋一齊，又睇唔到幅圖畫。
You know, and they wanted to go watch TV, and I said, "No, we're gonna." Finish this puzzle.
我哋話不如睇電視，我唔好啦，我哋一齊砌呢個圖畫啦。
And what I realize is, when they can't see the picture, I have to help fill in the puzzle for them, so that they, when they see the bigger picture, they're more encouraged.
我發覺咧，因為佢睇唔到個圖畫嘛，所以我咧就幫佢哋慢慢砌。然後當佢哋見到少少嘅時候咧，佢就會有鼓勵啦。
Sometimes our critic criticizes us because they don't see the picture.
其實我哋有啲人批評我哋嘅時候，因為佢都睇唔到成幅圖畫。
So give them more.Of the picture.
所以你幫助佢哋睇到呢個圖畫。
Now there's a passage in Judges I want to point to you.
喺士師記有一段經文又咁樣講。
In chapter 8 verses 1 to 4.
第八章一至四節。
It says, Now the Ephraimites asked Gideon, Why have you treated us this way? Why didn't you call us when we went to fight the Midian? And they challenged him vigorously.
呢度講到啲以法蓮人咧就對基甸講：你同啲人爭戰，點解唔見埋一齊去啊？點解你咁樣對我哋啊？於是咧佢就一路咧係挑戰基甸。
Now the Ephraimites were a very powerful and rich tribe.
呢啲以法蓮人係一個非常大嘅民族。
Now they wanted glory.
佢哋需要榮耀。
Now listen, if you look at it, verse 2 says Gideon did something very smart.
但你睇第二節咧，基甸點樣講咧
？He says he answered them.
佢答佢哋。
He didn't fight them. He didn't defend himself. He answered them.
佢冇自己同自己抗拒，佢慢慢嘅答佢哋。
And he was wise. He gave a good answer. And it says at the end, at this, the resentment against him subsided.
聖經講到咧，佢俾咗個好嘅答案，然後跟住聖經就講到以法蓮人嘅怒氣就消了。
Paul says instruct them, and then he says.Gently instruct them.
保罗教导我哋系要用柔和谦卑咁去教导。
So, what Paul is saying is use a respectful tone.
所以我哋需要系有一啲嘅尊重佢哋嘅。
Don't feel superior to someone.
唔好觉得你系比人高人一等。
Right? You can be firm, you can be clear, but you can be gentle.
你可以好正确嘅话俾人听，但系你需要系柔和谦卑。
How many of the arguments that we have could be prevented if both parties were more gentle?
如果我哋能够温柔少少嘅时候，可能我哋好多拗撬咧就能够减少啦。
Proverbs 15 verse 1 says, "A gentle response turns away anger, but a harsh word stirs up wrath."
箴言十五章第一节讲到，如果我哋回答柔和嘅时候，我哋就能够使怒消退；但系个言语暴戾嘅时候，就触动怒气。
We want to gently answer people.
我哋需要学习点样好温柔嘅回答。
Now you say, well, what if they're not open to listening to my answer?
或者你话佢哋都唔肯听我想讲嘅嘢。
Well, This leads us to our third type of criticism.
咁呢個就係第三種嘅批評啦。
This is mean-spirited and malicious criticism.
有啲咧就係好惡毒嘅批評。
There are some people, no matter what you say or how you say it, will always want to criticize you.
有啲人咧，無論你講乜嘢，無論你點樣講，佢都中意批評你嘅。
There are always critical. They're always negative. They're always pessimistic.
佢哋永遠都係悲觀嘅、消極嘅。
And sometimes what you realize is their criticism is not to build you up, it's to tear you down.
有啲時候佢哋批評你唔係想幫你成長，係想壓低你。
So what should we do when we get criticized this way?
咁如果係咁做，我點做咧？
Well, if it's accurate, you learn.
如果係啱嘅時候，我哋就學習啦。
If it's inaccurate, you teach.
如果我哋唔啱嘅時候，我哋就教導佢啦。
If it's malicious, what do you do?
如果係惡毒咁點樣咧？
What you do is, it's an opportunity for you to show and to extend the grace of God to them. And you say, how do I do that?
你问我怎么做啊?
The way to do that is this, dismiss or ignore the criticism.
你首先要做就说我会放低他对我的批评。
There are some people that are overly critical.
有些人他真的喜欢批评人的。
And you've listened and you changed what you could.
你又听啦，你尽量改啦。
And you've even confronted them and say, you're being too harsh.
或者你告诉他，你这样讲得太重了。
But if they don't change, what do you do?
但如果他都不肯改，那你怎么做呢?
You pray for them.
你为他祈祷。
You ignore the criticism.
你是对于他们所讲的批评你摆低。
And you have to move on.
你要去向前行。
One thing I've learned is, you cannot change someone's heart.
有些时候我学到你不能够改变人的心。
You cannot.
你是不能够的。
There is one case, though, where you do ignore the criticism, but you have to love the other person deeply.
当然我们能够不要常常看这个批评那么重，但我们要学是怎样去爱这些人。
And it's this case, it's when the other person is emotionally hurt.
就是什么时候呢？就是当那个人呢，其实他自己心里面是受到创伤。
Sometimes when someone's emotionally hurt, they take aim at you.
当然有些人当他情感受到创伤的时候他会对着你的。
Maybe they need an outlet.
他们需要一个方法发泄。
Or maybe sometimes you've said something that sets them off.
或者你说的东西令他更加的激动。
You know, I was preaching a few months ago.
几个月前我又在讲道。
And normally when people give me feedback, it's quite positive, yes?
通常人对我讲道的时候都挺好的嘛。
The people of this church are very positive.
这个教会的人都是非常之积极的。
Usually when I stand at the door, now you don't have to do this later, okay?
你跟着不用这样做的。
But the sermon's good, I learned a lot, thank you so much.
通常人就说你讲得很好啊，我学到很多东西，多谢你啊，这样。
But there was a person that approached me after the one sermon I did.
有一次我讲完道之后咧，有个人嚟到我面前。
And I thought I did a pretty good job.
咁我都讲得几好啊。
I worked hard on the sermon.
我好努力咁预备噶嘛。
You know, I prayed about it.
我又为嗰个祈祷嘛。
I thought I delivered it well.
我觉得咧，我系分享得好好啊。
But you know what she said?
但系你估佢同我讲乜嘢咧？
She said,
佢话
I hated your sermon.
我好憎你篇讲道。
And then she listed the reasons why she hated it.
跟住佢讲晒点解佢咁憎我边讲道。
Now I wanted to defend myself.
咁我当然想为自己辩论啦。
I wanted to say, actually you're wrong because the sermon is good.
我想话你错啊，我边讲道非常好啊。
I wanted to explain you misunderstood my points.
我想话你错误会咗我几好多点啊。
And I did that in the very beginning.
我初初系咁样想讲。
But as I thought about it, I could see that she was upset about something else.
慢慢睇到咧，其實佢對有啲嘅嘢咧係唔係快樂嘅。
And so God said, "Zip it and listen."
所以神同我講唔好出聲聽。
In fact, I think some of the things she said were valid.
當係越講越嘅時候，我就明白多啲。
I didn't agree with the 100% of it.
所以我未必完全100%同意。
But I remember thinking this person emotionally is not doing that well. I should pray and listen to them.
所以我听到他这个人呢，他实在是受到一些伤害，我需要慢慢地为他祈祷。
You know, people are hurting around us.
因为在我们周围当中有一些被伤害的人。
And sometimes that leads to a very critical spirit.
因为这样他们是很喜欢批评其他的人。
Sometimes the hurt is so deep, they don't even realize it.
有些时候因为他的伤害这么重，他自己都不知道。
When I was in high school, there was a young man.
当我读中学的时候，有一个年轻人。
He was very attention seeking, he was very critical of every person.
他经常都引人注意他，还有他经常批评其他的人。
Nobody really liked him.
我们没人喜欢他。
Well, who really likes someone complains about you all the time?
谁会喜欢一个经常都对你发脾气的人
呢? And I remember judging him and thinking, this guy's not a very good guy, I don't like him.
我记得我曾经说，这个不是好人，我不喜欢他。
But that changed when I saw him at graduation.
但係喺一個畢業禮上邊，呢、這個態度就改變咗啦。
Because I saw him sitting by himself.
我見到佢自己一個人坐。
Now my parents were there, my sister was there, my girlfriend was there.
嗰陣時候咧，我父母啦，我個妹妹啦，我個女朋友都喺度。
He had no one come for him.
但係冇人嚟佢個畢業禮。
And I remember God spoke to me that day.
我記得嗰日神對我講説話。
He said to me, "How could you judge a person like this?"
我話佢話你。點能夠去判斷呢一個人咧？
He's enduring something that you have not experienced.
因為佢所做嘅嘢，你其實冇經歷過。
You know, this guy was emotionally hurt.
因為佢確實係被傷害。
That changed my thinking of how I see people that day.
因為從嗰日開始，我點樣睇其他人咧係有改變啦。
Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 to 45.
主耶穌喺馬太福音第五章嗰度咁樣講。
He says, "Love your enemies."
佢要愛你嘅仇敵。
Pray for those who persecute you.
为逼迫你嘅祷告。
See, sometimes our enemies are our critics.
因为你个仇敌就系嗰啲成日批评你嘅人啊嘛。
And so even if what they say is unfair and untrue,
虽然佢哋讲嘅系唔公平系唔正确。
Jesus says, do something that the world does not expect. Pray for them.
主耶稣话做一啲呢个世界唔会认为你会做嘅，就系为佢祷告。
Love them.
爱佢哋。
Forgive them.
原谅佢哋。
Seek God's blessing upon them.
求主嘅恩典临到佢身上边。
And you say, why should I do all that?
为什么我要这么做啊?
Because Jesus says you'll be acting like true children of your Father in heaven.
因为主耶稣说这样你才能能够作成天父的儿子。
Jesus says you'll be more like me.
你就会越来越像我。
And you might say, well, they don't deserve it.
你说他不值得啊。
But isn't that the point of grace?
这个就是恩典啊。
Nobody deserves it.
谁会值得这个恩典呢?
But Jesus tells us that we do it, we become more like him.
主耶稣话你咁样做啦，因为咁样你会更加似我。
He says the way I know you're growing as a Christian is the way you deal with criticism.
所以我点样知道你喺我主里边有成长，就系睇你点样面对批评。
How you deal with those who hate you and persecute you?
嗰啲唔中意你，嗰啲喊迫害你嘅人，你点样去面对咧
？You can speak nice words. You can do a lot of good things for God.
你可能讲好多嘅嘢，做好多好事，你话为主而做。
But true children of God.Are gracious to other people.
但係真正屬神嘅兒女係對別人好有恩典嘅。
See, criticism really stings and it really hurts.
但係批評對我嚟講，當然會傷害我哋啦。
And there's some good ways of handling it.
有啲好嘅方法去面對。
I hope I've taught you a few.
我希望我教咗你一啲。
If it's accurate, you listen and you learn.
如果係啱嘅，你就要留心聽同埋你學習。
If it's inaccurate, you gently correct.
如果係唔啱嘅時候，你就柔和嘅勸戒。
If it's malicious, you ignore and you pray.
如果係惡毒嘅時候，你就忘記佢，而且為佢禱告。
But I want to give you a second way to deal with it.
但我想俾第二點係我點樣去面對。
And this digs deeper.
呢個要我哋睇深一啲。
And I want you to look at your own heart.
呢個就話點樣處理你自己嘅心。
Because there's this tendency or this temptation to think.That critical people need more grace than I do.
因为好多时候，我哋认为嗰啲批评我哋人咧，系需要好多嘅恩典。
So we think I'm going to give them my grace.
所以话我会俾佢我嘅恩典。
But the reality is this.
但系其实真实嚟讲
，It's not critical people that require more grace.
唔系嗰啲批评嘅人需要恩典。
It's me.
系我。
The problem is not their need; it's my need.
唔係佢哋嘅需要，係我嘅需要。
It's not their lack of grace; it's my lack of grace.
唔係佢哋缺乏恩典，係我缺乏恩典。
So I want to spend a few moments talk about grace.
我想用一啲時間講關於恩典。
Because grace is a term that we use all the time in church.
因為喺教會裏邊，我哋成日講到恩典呢兩個字。
Some of our we name our children after this word.
有陣時我哋叫我哋嘅兒女都用呢個名。
But sometimes we forget how important grace is in our everyday lives.
但喺日常生活裏邊，我哋忘記咗恩典嘅重要。
When I grew up, I thought I was a pretty upright and moral person.
我細個時候，我成日覺得自己一個好正直、好有道德觀念嘅人。
And I didn't understand what grace was.
我唔係好明白咩叫恩典。
It wasn't until high school when I realized I was the opposite.
到去中學嘅時候，我覺得我係相反啊。
I was a prideful and self-righteous person.
我係一個好驕傲、好自意嘅人。
And that's when I started thinking about this concept of grace.
咁我開始諗咩叫恩典咧
？That I needed God's favor as much as the person I thought was a sinner.
我觉得我需要嘅恩典系好更更甚嗰啲，我觉得系罪人。
Grace is the unmerited favor of God upon you.
恩典就系我哋唔值得嘅，但系神系俾咗我哋。
But here's what I learned: you can't earn it.
你唔能够赚取。
You can't work for it.
你唔能够努力做。
You can't win it.
你唔能够赢到翻嚟。
The only thing you can do with grace is you can accept it.
唯一你可以做到恩典就系你要接受。
It's getting what you don't deserve and what you cannot earn.
系接受一啲你唔能够赚取、唔能够赢嘅。
Now, most of our society believes in karma.
我哋好多人喺呢个社会里边去信因果。
getting what you do deserve and what you can earn.
咁呢度話有因果嘅報應嘅。
Grace is actually a very difficult concept for people to understand. Martin Luther said it was one of the hardest concepts for him to understand.
馬丁路德曾經講恩典呢個字咧係非常之能夠明白嘅。
But think of it this way: if you cannot earn it, you don't deserve it.
如果你話我又唔能夠賺取，我又唔值得嘅。
You can only receive it, and you can only apply it.
我只能夠接受同埋應用。
Should not that make us more humble and gracious?
係咪咁樣要我哋更加學習點樣謙卑咧
？See, a key indicator of your Christian walk is this: whether you are more gracious day by day, year by year.
如果我哋睇下到底我哋喺基督嘅道嘅成長裏邊有冇成長，就係你係咪每一天？就係更加喺恩典上邊有長進。
Are you more and more aware of the grace of God in your life?
喺你生命裏邊，你係咪越嚟越體驗到神係俾你嘅恩典
？And then do you by faith apply it to your life?
因著信心咧，你就喺度應用喺你生命上邊。
See, God keeps up giving us grace, yes?
神不斷俾我哋恩典，係咪
？Our job is to apply it.
我哋要做嘅就係要點樣去應用出嚟
？A common misconception is that I only get grace once.
好多人以為我接受一次嘅恩典。
So we're saved by grace, yes?
我哋已經係得救因著信啦，恩典啦。
And then we say we would grow by our own efforts.
我哋咧仲用我哋嘅方法去成長。
No, it's we're saved by grace, yes, but through faith.
我哋得救係本乎恩，但亦都因著信。
It's a gift from God, but no man can boast because it is grace.
因為呢個係神俾我哋嘅禮物，我哋冇人可以誇耀，因為呢個本著恩典。
So here's what I want you to think about today.
我想你今日咁樣諗。
God keeps giving us grace.
神不斷賜予恩典俾我哋。
You may not be aware of it.
你可能唔知道。
But God is doing 10,000 gracious things in your life as we speak.
但係當我哋一度講嘅時候，其實神喺我哋身上邊做上千上萬嘅事。
He's giving you forgiveness.
佢俾我哋好多嘅原諒。
And love.
好多嘅愛。
And goodness.
好多嘅好處。
And He keeps pouring that onto us.
神不斷嘅賜予俾我哋。
And so our job is to apply this grace.
所以我哋要做嘅就係點樣去應用呢啲恩典。
That's called faith.
呢啲就係信心。
You need grace and faith.
你需要恩典同埋信心。
You need to think about it and meditate on it.
你需要喺呢度諗同埋默想。
And you need to find tangible ways to express that grace.
你諗下用啲咩真實嘅方法去實用出嚟。
Now I'll give you two examples from the Bible.
聖經裏邊有兩個我講到。
There are many, many.
有好多好多
But let me just give you two.
我俾你兩個例子
Because the Bible always connects your growth with grace.
因為聖經常將你嘅成長同恩典連埋一齊
I'll take you to 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10.
彼得前書第一章
It says,
四章第十節
Serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace.
你話要照所得恩賜彼此服侍，作神百般恩賜嘅好管家
Why does God connect service with grace?
點解神將侍奉同恩典擺埋一齊咧
Because this, you cannot serve people that you think are beneath you.
因為你覺得如果啲人比你低嘅時候，你唔會服侍佢。
You can only serve well if you're humble.
你能夠服侍其他人，因為你需要謙卑。
You can only serve well when you realize I need God's grace as much as the person I'm serving.
你需要覺得我係需要神嘅恩典，我先至能夠去侍奉其他嘅人。
Or what about Colossians chapter 4 verse 6?
哥羅西書度又點樣講咧
？It says, "Let your speech be gracious."
呢話你個言語常常帶著和氣。
Your speech and my speech should be more gracious and gentle over the years.
你嘅言語同埋我嘅言語要常常都帶著和氣。
Only if we are aware of the grace of God in our lives.
我哋係需要常常記得神喺我哋生命上嘅恩典。
If I am more aware of the grace of God in my life and then I apply it, then my words should be more gracious.
如果我能夠明白神嘅恩典，我需要實習嘅時候，當然我言語就更加嘅和氣啦。
What right do I have to talk badly about someone?
我邊度有咩權利咧，可以話其他人唔好咧
？And to put them down and break them down.
我要將佢哋擺低踩低佢哋咧
？What right do I have to lash out all the time in anger?
我有咩權利咧？當我發怒嘅時候，我就鬧出嚟咧
？When I was younger, I used my words very poorly. I would do that.
當我比較年輕嘅時候咧，可能我講嘅説話係講得唔好嘅。
And I'm not there yet, but my prayer is that my speech would be more gracious over the years.
我雖然未能夠達到，但我繼續嘅禱告就話神啊，俾我能夠講嘅説話係更加嘅和氣。
Your growth is always connected to grace.
你嘅成長係永遠係同恩典連埋一齊。
And when you're growing in that grace, then you can give grace to other people.
當你能夠喺恩典裏邊成長嘅時候，你就會俾其他人有恩典。
When they make mistakes, you give them grace.
當佢哋做錯事嘅時候，你俾佢恩典。
Even when you are making mistakes, you can have people give you grace as well.
因為有時我哋做錯嘅時候，其他人都俾恩典俾我哋。
I want to give you one last way to apply this grace to your life because we need to think about this.
我亦都想俾大家多一個例子，係點樣去應用恩典。
Because you might say, well, how do I apply this grace to my life?
你话我点样能够将呢个生命上边应用呢个恩典
？How do I grow in grace？
我点能够恩典中成长咧
？I'll give you one way. It's this: to remind yourself of the gospel.
我想话俾大家听咧，常常提醒关于福音。
You say, well, I know the gospel already.
你话我知道咩叫福音啊
？But the gospel is not something you move past.
但是福音呢不是一些已经过去了的事。
I want you to think about the gospel as much as possible.
我想你常常想起这个福音。
Day by day.
每一日。
Moment by moment.
每一刻。
Year after year.
每一年。
Because the gospel tells me two things.
神告诉我两件事。
Number one, the gospel says, I am a sinful person.
第一件事，福音告诉我，我是一个罪人。
Now you need to think about that.
你需要想这件事。
I cannot be that proud.
我不能够再咁骄傲。
I am only saved by God's grace.
我是靠住神嘅恩典得救。
The things that are good in my life are because of God's grace.
我生命上有啲咩好处，完全系神嘅恩典。
And that, therefore, my perspective should be one of a student.
所以我要做嘅常常都系要成为一个管家。
I can always learn and I can always grow.
我要做一个学生，常常嘅学习成长。
And I should not be overly critical of other people.
我唔可以成日都对别人有好特别嘅成日批评。
And if I criticize someone, it should be to build them up, not tear them down.
如果我要批评人嘅时候，我要帮佢成长，唔系将佢踩低。
Because one day I will do something wrong, and you need to build me up as well.
因为有一日我都会做错嘢，系你会帮助我起嚟成长。
The second thing the gospel tells us is.We are loved. I'm loved.
第二件福音话俾我听嘅就话，我哋每一个都系被爱嘅。
Regardless of how I perform, I'm loved by God.
我无论做啲乜嘢，神爱我。
I can be secure.
我系非常之安全。
I will not be devastated when criticism comes.
当人嚟到话我嘅时候，我唔会完全嘅崩溃。
See, some of you here are people pleasers.
当然，我有当中成日我哋想讨人欢喜。
You know, I'm a people pleaser too.
我都好想讨人欢喜噶。
And the danger with a people pleaser is that we tend to live for the approval of other people.
但是如果我们常要这样做的时候呢，我们就常常都想得人去赞同我们所做的事。
And we're worried about a performance.
我们很挂住我们有什么表现。
And you want everybody to like you.
你又想每个人都喜欢我。
Now, is that healthy?
这样到底是不是健康呢？
I would say, no, it's not healthy.
当然不健康啦。
You need to go back to the gospel.
你要回到福音那里。
Because the gospel says, if God is pleased,
这里讲到福音就说是神喜悦。
And you have tried your best to learn and to grow.
你是尽你能力呢去学习成长。
Then let it go. Let it go.
将它摆低。
Live in God's grace.
是在神的恩典当中。
Some of us are trapped in this performance-driven, people-pleasing mentality.
如果我们每一个成日都说我想其他人喜欢我的时候，
and we're so afraid and we're so hurt by criticism.
我们就觉得很害怕，而且我们有人说我的时候就觉得被伤害。
We need to let it go.
我们需要放下。
Now, on the other hand, there are people here that are constant criticizers.
但是另一方面，有些人喜欢常常去批评的。
You are known to be one.
可能你是其中人哋说话嘅。
You just you'll know if you enter the room and everybody wants to leave the room.
可能你一入个房嘅时候，你见到个个人都想走嘅。
And your response is sarcastic, and it's you know you gossip about other people.
你成日都系讽刺人啦，又讲其他人嘅话，背后讲说话啦。
I want to let you know that there's hope for you.
我想话俾你听，系有盼望嘅。
You need to the gospel too.
你都需要福音。
When I was a younger man, I was a constant criticizer.
我后生嘅时候咧，我就成日都批评其他人。
I'm pretty embarrassed thinking about it.
谂翻起嘅时候咧，都觉得有啲难为情啊。
And it wasn't until God told me to stop and look in the mirror before you criticize anybody else.
后来神话俾我听，你停止，你先望下镜，你望下自己，先至去批评。
And I remember thinking that
我记得我想
I need God's grace as much as the person I'm criticizing. What right do I have to keep on criticizing other people?
我真系冇乜理由咧，系不断去批评其他人，因为我自己同样需要神嘅恩典。
I want to take you to Acts chapter 20 as we conclude today.
我想大家睇喺《使徒行传》第二十章。
Just to wrap this up,
我哋一齐点样睇呢度咧
？And it says here, Paul says, "I consider my life worth nothing to me."
保罗讲，佢话我不以性命为念。
If I may only finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given to me.
我要行完我个路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受嘅职事。
Paul says, "Look, my life is not worth much, but my goal is to finish one task."
保罗说我生命可能不是很重要，但有一件事我必须要去做的。
Paul went around the world saying, doing this task. What did he do? He said, the task is to testify to the gospel of God's grace. Isn't that our task as well? Our job at this church is to tell people of the grace of God. You tell people and you show them through your life. And wouldn't it be, it's in the dream of this church to be known as a gracious church? That's what I want. But here's what we have to do first, and this is what God tells us. Before you tell anybody, tell yourself first. Tell yourself first. Do you know the grace of God? Has the grace of God changed your heart? Is it keep changing your heart? Over the years, are you becoming a more gracious person? We want to be known as a church that gives grace out, yes? But if you want to do that, we have to be known as a people that knows grace well. If you are a Christian here, I pray that you would grow in your grace this summer and every year after this. That if you look at it 1 year, what you should measure it by is whether I was more gracious to other people this year. That's how you should measure your success. If you're not a Christian here, maybe this is the first time you've come to church, I pray that you would know the grace of God as well. And that if you've been running far from God and you've been going on your own, you can come back to God because God always pours His grace on you. Grace is the most important thing in a church. It's why Jesus came to die for us on the cross. Let's spend a moment to pray and reflect. And we'll sing one more song. Father, we thank you for your grace. I know we say it a lot, Lord, but we want to mean it. Lord, some of us have been very critical. Forgive us, Lord. Lord, we want to only build people up. And the only way to do that is to know your grace. Father, help us to let go of our pride. And see that the only things that are good in our life is because of your grace. And Father, for those who have been hurt here, some of us have been hurt deeply because of long-lasting criticism. Lord, we know we can't force a change in someone's heart. So, Lord, help us to pray for them. Help us to love them. Help us to forgive them. Help us to seek blessing upon them. It's not easy, Lord, but with you, all these things are possible. Lord, I pray that we would be a gracious church.
We'd
be gracious to each other. Be gracious to our families and our neighbors. And that we would know grace well ourselves. Lord, we worship you this morning. We pray that you would be pleased with our worship. In your Son's gracious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.